friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host Mac, once again with another hour of the phonographs here set up in the studio, and me cranking them up and putting on the discs and cylinders. We started off appropriately with Mr. Radio Man by Ted Lewis and his band on a slightly uncooperatively abrasive Columbia record from 1924, which was sort of making it slow down a bit when I didn't want it to. But that happens with these machines. It's all part of the sound and the experience. Let's do now a set of some bands and orchestras. We're going to start off with an Edison Blue Amber All-Cylinder from 1919 by the Jodis Society Orchestra. This is called The Girl Behind the Gun.
Thank you.
All right. Excuse me. That was Earl Fuller's Orchestra on a Victor record from 1917 doing a tune called When the Incense is Burning. We heard some really hot New Orleans-style jazz from the original Dixieland Jazz Band on a Victor record from 1918. That was the Clarinet Marmalade Blues. And we heard The Girl Behind the Gun from the Jawdust Society Orchestra on an Edison Blue Amber All 4-Minute Cylinder record from 1919 to start that set. And now I'm going to do a set of more international ethnic records. And this first one I really don't know too much about because it's all written in Chinese characters. But it does say on both sides Cantonese. And this is really just all it says in English is Cantonese duet. And I think it's probably from the late teens, maybe early 20s. But interesting because remember that a lot of people immigrating to this country would have wanted to hear records of their homeland's music. So this was probably a record for that market here. And I guess a lot of these were of this set. So here we go. Thank you. All right. Well, you know, in any ethnic set, I can never resist throwing in a little bit of yodeling. So there we heard from Jay Yost on a Victor record. I'm not going to be able to pronounce it in German. So, you know, go on the website for the name of that one. But before that, we heard from Kirillov's Russian Balalaika Orchestra doing a tune called... I'm getting things a little mixed up in my set because I rearranged it while I was doing it. Before the yodeling, we heard another Victor ethnic record, which is written in Arabic on it. And it says, singer with ud is really all it says on it. So you really can't tell what the title is, but really great one. And loved having that really authentic sounding ethnic music from that period. Before that was Kirillov's Russian Balalaika Orchestra, and they did a lot of records for Victor, and that was called The National Dance. And we started off with that interesting little Cantonese duet piece there. All interesting Victrola records. All here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. And I am your host, Mac, here every 2 weeks, playing you these records with the machines here in the studios, all set up and changing the needles and cranking them up, and keeping the music going, and not just music, other sounds too. Like this next set is going to be sort of a recitation and a little bit of a descriptive piece also. The last one in this set. But first, we're going to hear a James Whitcomb Riley piece by Sally Hamlin on a Victor record from 1917. This is called The Raggedy Man.
Oh, the Raggedy Man, he works for poor. And he's the goodest man ever you saw. He comes to our house every day and waters the horses and feeds them hay and opens the shed. And we all is laugh when he drives out our little old wobbly calf. And then, if our hired girl says he can, he milks the cow for Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he an awful good raggedy man? Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. Why, the raggedy man, he is so good. He spits the kindling and chops the wood. And then he spades in our garden too. And does most things that boys can do. He clumbed clean up in our big tree. And shook a apple down for me. Another and two for Elizabeth Ann. Another and two for the Raggedy Man. Ain't he an awful kind Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. And the Raggedy Man, he knows most rhymes. And tells them, if I be good sometime. Knows about giants and griffins. And elves, and the squidgy come squeeze at swallers theirselves. And white by the pump in our pasture lot, he showed me the hole at the Wunks's got, that lives way deep in the ground, and can turn into me or Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he a funny old raggedy man? Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. The raggedy man, one time, when he was making a little bow and nari for me, says, when you're big like your paw is, ere you go to keep a big store like his, and be a rich merchant, and wear fine clothes, or what ere you go to be, goodness knows. And then he laughed at Elizabeth Ann, and I said, I'm go to be a raggedy man. It's go to be a nice raggedy man. Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man.
God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle lines, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. The tumult and the shouting dies, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and a contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Far called, our navies melt away, on dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. Judge of the nations, spare us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. If, drunk with sight of power, we loose wild tongues that have not thee in awe, such boastings as the Gentiles use, or lesser breeds without the law, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. For heathen heart that puts her trust in reeking tube and iron shard, all valiant dust that builds on dust, and guarding calls not thee to guard, for frantic boast and foolish word, thy mercy on thy people, Lord. Amen.
And cook up that bully beef.
Yes, and put some cheese in it. And here's a real live onion. It'll give us a right kick.
Well, I'm some cook. Mud up to me ears, and ears standing over a mess tin of boiled mush. Cooking like the chef in the Ritz Hotel. If me mother could see me now.
Hey, get over in the next dugout, and under my rubber sheet, you'll find a real loaf of bread and some jam, if the rats haven't eaten them. Now, don't let a shell stop you from coming back, because we're hungry.
How long did you join the war for, Harry?
7 years.
Oh, gee, you're lucky. I'm for the duration.
Oh, say, by the by, I hope that fellow that went for the grub don't get a blighty and leave us here hungry.
Oh, well, why not? I wish I had one.
I wander on as in a dream, where I can hear those bullets scream as they come whistling through the trees. The mud almost up to my knees. In the trench where I am lying, I can hear the shrapnel flying, flying as it bursts o'erhead. But I care not for the mud and grit. I only wanted to get hit. I only want a blighty, a blighty, and it's home for mine.
Hey, get old boy. Did you see any Fritzies on the way?
No, they were all worrying when the next raid is coming off. When they know they'll catch.
That's the word, hey, fellas.
Oh, the army life is the life for me. Nothing to eat but jam and tea, but a Sunday good old Uncle Sam gives us a change of tea and jam. Boom-dilly-boom-boom.
Hey, while we're waiting for the boys, let's sing up our little hymn, eh?
Put your head down, Fritzy boy. Put your head down, Fritzy boy. Last night in the pale moonlight, I saw you, I saw you. You were fixing you.
barbed when we open the rapid fire. If you want to see a dear old fighter and jump in, put your head down, Fritzy boy. Well, gee, I guess that'll keep Fritzy quiet for a while.
There you go. There's Lieutenant Gitz Rice and the First Canadians with Henry Burr describing life in a trench in Belgium in 1917. Not a hint of stepping through blood and guts in there. Boy, it almost makes you think how easy and fun it was to be enlisted in World War I. If I was listening to that record, I'd be like, boy, I'm going to just join right up. Cause it sounds like a great time singing in the trenches with the boys. Fantastic. Okay, then we heard a Rudyard Kipling piece recited by Harry E. Humphrey. It was a recessional. It was a Victor record from 1913. And we start off with Sally Hamlin with The Raggedy Man on a Victor record from 1917. Okay, we're going to go on to a record now, which... this is a set of singers singing their songs. And the first one is a record that came with my first Victrola. And it kind of got chewed up a bit through the years because I really didn't know how to use a Victrola when I first got a Victrola. It was all out of shape. It took me a while to get to the point where I knew what I was doing with the stuff. Some may say I still don't, but that's a whole other thing. But it's a cool song by the Paul Bees Trio on a Columbia record from 1921 called Frankie and Johnny. You may know it.
Thank you. got a big lump on my left hand cheek, and Teacher said not to come back again till the doctor made it better. Ma said, "Oh, what ails my child? His face is full of lumps." Pa looked at me and said, "Be jinxed, our angel has the mumps." Ah, I'm got the mumps. I'm got the mumps. Ma gives me a quarter, says, "Don't tell Pa." Pa gives me a dime and says, "Don't tell Ma." I never knew I was so popular till I got the mumps. Ah. It's nice to me. Last week when we had lots of company, she never told Mother why she couldn't find the pie Ma baked for dinner. It was awful good pie. I try hard to be nice to her. She nurses all my bumps. Last year I gave her the measles, and this year she'll get the mumps. I'm got the mumps. I'm got the mumps. No spankings or school till I'm well again. Don't get up for breakfast till nearly 10. For a nickel I'll rub up again ya, and then you'll have the mumps. I've got an old auntie that I don't like. She's got a long face like a great big kite, and got little warts all over her face that tickle ya when she kisses. She come to see me yesterday and brought me a lovely cow. I said, "Gee, Auntie, I'm glad you called, 'cause you can't kiss me now. I'm got the mumps. I'm got the mumps." She said, "Why, I just saw you kiss the cook." I said, "She don't care if she does get cooked. But think how your beautiful warts would look if they got the mumps." Up to see the nasty brown stuff Mama rubs on me. I charge him 4 pins for to look at it, and 5 pins for to smell it. And Johnny Jones, he is so mad I took him down a peg. He's been putting on so much style because he broke his leg. But I'm got the mumps. I'm got the mumps. I wish I could keep him for years and years. The cook feeds me jam till I get all smears, and Mother don't wash me behind the ears since I got the
Silence.
He went out the gun, and soon he had the enemy
you run him, soon be whipped for sure. So further on the victory.
There in the meat and rock the mute and bit.
But they couldn't have decided on it yet. Round the neck, she wears the yellow ribbon.
Wears it in the winter and the summer, so they say.
If you ask for my declaration,
she'll say it's for my lover who is burnt far away, far away,
far away,
far away,
far away.
If she is guilty, down the moon
hay. Round her neck, she wears a yellow ribbon. She wears it for my lover who is burnt far away.
Thank you. with a little wop.
Mama, what the
fool are you, Pop? He looking like his daddy did.
I
keep
on seeing him, he is.
We'll call him a Tony.
Ah, I
can't be me, I'll take you back with me, back to sunny Italy.
But that's where I would like to be. Keep the old song sweet.
Across the sea. We'll leave the organ behind.
I know cooking spaghetti.
That's a very good, eh?
Tonight, it's time and the time.
We'll tell the family.
And they will travel across the sea.
Now the money in this country.
It's not so free.
You still like it all, if you. Everyone here used to say for the race, so we call a sign to sunny Italy.
I want to hear if they actually said what I thought they said.
We'll give it them all to Mrs. Vernon.
Let's see, where was it?
We'll have a little wop.
Ah, Summer, what the fool are you, Pop?
Yeah, they said it. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah. How they throw around those racial epithets like that. And just, you know, when I hear them sometimes, like, did they really say that? I'm like, yeah. They said it in a fun kind of way. Okay. So that was I'll Take You Back to Italia by Ada Jones and Billy Murray, doing a kind of caricaturistic approach to the Italian-Americans. We heard from George Alexander and singing about the low-backed car on a Columbia record from 1906. 101-year-old, that record. All right. We heard Around Her Neck, She Wears a Yellow Ribbon by the American Quartet on a Victor record from 1918. We heard from Miss Irene Franklin, who had a lot of great titles, like I think I Want to Be the Sanitation Man, and that was I've Got the Mumps. And that was an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record, a four-minute record from 1913. And we started off with Frankie and Johnny by the Paul Bees Trio on a Columbia record from 1921. Which is gonna about wrap it up for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. That's right. Of course, if you have anything to say, I'm really liking that our playlists on the station now have a comments area where you can just go to and make comments about the songs, about the show. It's really a cool feature, so I am really enjoying getting all the comments and feedback and seeing them on there. And it's really interesting. One record I played a while ago, which I've played through the years a few times, it's a record by Jack Shea, and it's an early version of the Hank Williams song Lonesome Blues. And so, you know, people are like, well, we want to find out more about this guy. Like four or five different people have posted, like, I'm trying to find out more information about Jack Shea. And I don't know anything about him except for the record I have. So I hope they find the information. I hope my show can be a conduit. If one of them finds it, let me know. I'll just pass it on to the rest of them. And then, you know, it's really how some information is unearthed, which for a lot of these artists is buried deeply, sometimes non-existent. So you never know where it's going to come from. But always welcoming your feedback on the show. If you don't leave a comment on the playlist, you can always email me, which is mac@wfmu.org, with any questions and comments that you might have. Also, always welcoming guests on the show if you live in the tri-state area and have a disc or cylinder collection. be great to have you on to share your records with everyone and get your point of view on this, collecting this kind of stuff. Even if you don't live in the area, I've done some virtual shows with people. If you have a good collection, you're anywhere in the world, let me know and I can give you some specifications. Send it to me and you can be sort of a virtual guest, I call it, on the show, which is cool to do. Yeah. I do have some guests coming up in the next months, and I think I'll be back solo in 2 weeks doing another show. And so, yeah, that's about it. I'll be leaving you with a tune by the Cotton Pickers. They are on the Brunswick label, and this song is from 1922, and it's called Hot Lips. So until next time, nighty-night, everybody.
This is W.C. Fields for the Antique Phonograph Hour. Remember the good old days? That's right. Yes, yes. Old-fashioned times, comedy. Yes, yes. Now where's my drink?
It's not W.C. Fields, it's me, Tom. Oh, Great Googa Mooga. That thing's loud. The old scratchy record upstairs. Sounds like a train. And like a train, The Antique Phonograph program rolls away for another week. Now it's time for the best show on WFMU. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem brought to you by Tom Sharpling, your host for tonight's installment here on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Colley from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah.
They have ring bologna at the Wawa I go to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Eric, I'm calling from Newcomb.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Tent don't stand without the tent pole. This is a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, it's Captain Jack.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fofer.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Lewis. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Time to hear the best. I'm the best show going. You have-
You know, like, what is this? Damn, look at this. What kind of luck is this? Mad Lib Mandela's the illest. My only haters holler, they can't feel us. Wanna get looser than we.
Looser than we?
But just gonna be a loser to me and Dilla. Killer, talking about how you pill cast. You're softer than a pillar. Back slapping your neck while you're covered in wreck. Cause you're bluffing and you ain't saying nothing, it's bad. Anyway, I'm straight high off the trees. Your girl don't wanna lie, she just wanna get on it. Turn it up. Y'all must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red. Instant leeway, instant replay, instant relay, instant MC producer and DJ. I do this without a cell beeper, a three-way. You coming off like a GA.
Anyway,
peace to AG, peace to Pete Rock, Diamond D, peace to Sagey.
Oh, yo,
wildlife, wildlife, cannibals, cannibal, cannibals.
What else?
Male bashers, womanizers, nymphos, in disguises.
Hey, what's up? What else?
Fine women that like pretty women, some women, some women.
Mostly women.
Y'all must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red.